Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. As we turn the calendar over to a new year, there's no better time than to take a step back and conduct a brief audit of your trademark and intellectual property portfolio. It would be wise to do one at any time, of course, to do an audit, but the new year provides a good reminder as we look forward and look back. An audit is a review of your legal and marketing picture surrounding your business's intellectual property. And here are the questions that you would want to answer during an audit. What brand name slogans and logos are you currently using? Are each of those items listed in response to the prior question currently protected and pending or registered at the USPTO? Are any of your trademark registrations due for renewal? Do you have any non-traditional trademarks like sounds or motion marks or colors that could potentially be protected? Are you properly using the various trademark symbols to enhance your protection on websites, packaging, advertisements, and elsewhere? By those symbols, I mean, of course, the R in a circle or TM or SM. Have you set up monitoring for your key brands? For example, even just using free Google Alerts. Have you reviewed your business insurance policy to see if it covers intellectual property disputes or if that might be an option? Have you reviewed your domain names and whether you should seek to register any new domain names that correspond with any recently launched brands? Even if you have no plan to use the domain names, I believe for the value of $10 or $20 a year, it's worth trying to get the matching domain names for any brands that you own just to keep others from owning them and causing headaches or legal fees. Same thing with social media usernames. Even if you don't really have an intention to use them, better to own them and make sure that nobody else owns them. Do you need to review your employee and contractor agreements to make sure that they have intellectual property and trademark clauses? And speaking of employees and contractors, do they have proper guidance for using trademarks and understand the role of intellectual property in your business and have instructions for any times that any new IP is created to take steps to move to protect it? Have you reviewed whether any foreign trademark filings might be appropriate outside of the US? If you have any new products or services that are launching soon with new brand names, have you taken steps to clear those names and to file intent to use trademark applications? All of these steps are very valuable to making sure that you maximize the value of your intellectual property, maximize the protection for your intellectual property, which can save you tons of money and save you major headaches. This also provides value to go through this audit to make sure that there's no unintended lapses in your protection. And again, to make sure that you're maximizing the financial value of these assets. One final thing I would close on is to make sure, I really think it's important that you educate your employees about the importance of your company's trademarks and copyrights and make sure that they're all on the same team. And that's something that we can offer as a consultation or as a webinar or as a teaching, a lecture to your employees about the importance of intellectual property, of creating intellectual property, of protecting intellectual property, and all the steps and things to think about. That's something we've done for some of our best clients over the years. And if you'd like to discuss that, definitely feel free to reach out to me. I'll leave you with one very simple tip that I have to remind myself every year at the beginning of the year, which is to update the date and year of the copyright notice on your website. That should now reflect copyright 2020. As you close the door and close the books on last year and look forward to and plan another year, hopefully of tremendous success and growth for your business, a trademark audit is an important and valuable tool to help with that growth and to help ensure that that growth is protected. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.